From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The White House has announced a deal with hospital groups to help fund efforts to overhaul the nation's healthcare system. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The deal has been in the works for weeks, but with President Obama in Europe, it fell to Vice President Biden to make the results public.
As part of this agreement, hospitals are committing to contributing $155 billion in Medicare and Medicaid savings over the 10 years to cover health care cost reform.
Much of the money will come from reducing payments hospitals now get for treating patients who don't have insurance. In a new system where most everyone is covered, those payments won't be needed. But on Capitol Hill, other payment efforts are hitting a snag. Senators are apparently having second thoughts about taxing health benefits in the face of new polls showing strong public opposition. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Meeting in L'Aquila, Italy, the members of the Group of Eight have agreed to seek dramatic cuts in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050, something the leaders of the world's richest country say would slow dangerous climate change. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown said the agreement could also have other effects across the globe.
The fact that the G8 has agreed today that this is an important thing to commit ourselves to and then to take the action to do it is important not just for the health of our environment, but it's going to create jobs in our economy and it's going to create a new dimension in economic development.
However, the fact the goals are non-binding and that big developing nations have refused to cut their own fast-growing pollution levels makes it unclear whether the goal will ultimately be met. The attendees, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Russia, and the U.S., also said because of the shaky world economy, it's too early to roll back the massive economic stimulus efforts they've put in place. New York Governor David Patterson has appointed a lieutenant governor to help end a standoff in the state Senate, but it may not be legal. NPR's Robert Smith has more.
For a month, New York State government has been at a standstill. The state Senate has been evenly divided, 31 to 31, with both Republicans and Democrats claiming they're in charge. Normally, a lieutenant governor would break the tie, but that post has been empty since David Patterson left the job to become governor in the wake of Elliot Spitzer's prostitution scandal. The post wasn't supposed to be filled until an election in 2010, but the Senate standoff led Governor Patterson to select Richard Ravitch for the seat. Ravitch is the former head of New York City's transportation agency. A new lieutenant governor could conceivably break the deadlock in the state capitol, but Republicans have vowed to challenge the appointment in court. New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has said that the move is unconstitutional. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 14 points to close at 8,178. The Nasdaq gained a point, ending the session at 1,747. The Standard & Poor's 500 closed down a point today. This is NPR. Intelligence officials in Pakistan say suspected U.S. airstrikes have claimed the lives of at least 45 militants said to be loyal to the head of the Taliban. According to officials in the initial strike, at least a half a dozen missiles were fired at a mountaintop training camp in South Waristan, killing at least 10 militants there. Just hours later, officials say four more missiles struck vehicles carrying Taliban militants, killing 35 people, including an individual believed to be a key Taliban commander. In a rare public appearance, North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il paid tribute to his late father on the 15th anniversary of the great leader's death. From Seoul, Dwally Sykow-Tao reports.
The North Korean Central News Agency, which is monitored here in South Korea, reported that Kim Jong-il visited the palace where his father Kim Il-sung's embalmed body lies. In a video released by the North's news agency, Kim looked physically thinner and walked with a slight limp at a memorial ceremony held in Pyongyang. Video footage showed military officers and senior government officials attending the event, while North Koreans laid flowers and bowed repeatedly in front of a huge statue of the late Kim Il-sung. At the memorial, the North's number two leader, Kim Yong-nam, expressed to the audience the government's desire for unification with South Korea, but added, "We will sternly smash the U.S. imperialist forces and South Korea's puppet regime anti-unification plot." For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sykow-Tao in Seoul.
A new report shows the world economy shrinking by 1.4% this year, a larger-than-expected amount. However, the International Monetary Fund, in issuing its latest global assessment, says forces weighing on the world economy seem to be easing. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.